Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our new friend, Aaron Stewart, joining us. Aaron is co-owner of a blockchain recruitment platform called Job.com, and he's developed one of the world's first multi-post to media talent attraction portals. Now, that's what we're going to talk about. Don't get excited. Don't worry. We're going to explain all that. But it's based on a blockchain foundation, and that's what we're going to talk about first. Aaron Stewart, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. So I've been talking to my audience about blockchain for almost 3 years now, Aaron, before almost anybody else was, because I started noticing what was happening when I saw people a lot smarter than me differentiating between Bitcoin and blockchain. And I started reading about it, started talking about it. I've had a number of other experts on the show. And so now what we're doing is we're trying to identify, I mean, we fully understand that what I call blockchain type platforms are going to be the future. And what I say that it's going to be the next internet class disruption. Now, what you're going to help us with today is how to verticalize the use of blockchain into different tasks, different disciplines. But before we do that, I want you to talk to the audience about what a blockchain is.
Okay, so in principle, a blockchain is a secured ledger. Okay, so it's multiple machines. So if you could imagine, let's make it very, very basic. Let's imagine we were trying to keep track of numbers, because typically when people think of blockchain, they instantly think of cryptocurrencies, which is one application of how blockchain technology works, but obviously it has, you know, thousands of applications of how it works. Let's imagine you had lots of bookkeepers all sat next to each other, hundreds of them, all keeping a recorded ledger of the same numbers. And it meant that someone, and I was walking along this giant table with lots of bookkeepers with all of these numbers, and I decided to rip up a few of the pages of some of the bookkeepers' numbers. The data wouldn't be lost, because you'd have hundreds of other guys that have got the exact same numbers.
Maybe thousands, maybe millions, right?
Maybe millions. I keep it small because it doesn't want to sound too,
Right. But it could be three, or it could be 3 million.
It could be. There is no, the only limit is the number of machines on the planet. What we mean by machine is servers, is a way of storing information. And believe it or not, even something as simple as your mobile phone has memory, which effectively acts as a server. So when you look at people who are called miners, who are the people that effectively keep a record of this ledger, they have part of their server, whether it's on their phone, right, on their laptop, a new server infrastructure, whatever they've got, keeping a recorded ledger of this information. Now, why is this good? Well, security and accuracy is the key to everything in life, whether it comes down to processing financial transactions, making sure that your health records are the same, and the
concept of trust is a big deal too, right?
And the trust, exactly. Trust. When you look at something, when you look at the behavior of human beings, we don't change our behavior. Technology doesn't necessarily change what we do; it just improves what we do. Right. And I like the saying "set in stone." In medieval times, used to say, right, we'll set this in stone, which basically meant whatever was written would stay there for the test of time. Blockchain merely is an extension of that very thing, which is we set things in stone. Is that once it's put into that recorded ledger, there is no ability to change it. It cannot be corrupted. It can't be changed.
Right.
by the will of somebody else to manipulate something
else. And one of the things that I'm getting excited about blockchain about, Aaron, is that it is the closest thing I've seen so far to help us install our thinking of analog ethics, what I call analog ethics, including trust, into how to install that into our world, which is increasingly moving not at miles per hour, but at the speed of gigahertz. It's the only thing I've seen so far that can help us do that. What do you think, quickly?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I think there is the next big revolution when it comes to technology. I think that every feasible platform that you see today, from finance to retail, to health.
When we come back, Aaron's going to help us understand how this applies to managing our people, which we haven't talked about before. I'm really looking forward to hearing what Aaron has to say about this. Aaron Stewart and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.